India, since 2015, uses one of the most torturous and traumatic methods for young people and even adults to hear or take away homosexuality. And this method is to rape them. They say that this is not like bad or something like that, because they consider that they are just healing the homosexuality. An example of this is that people started to rape their own sons, their own daughters, the old grandsons and everything. People start raping their own people of their family just to take away the homosexuality from them. There has been images shown that a 9-year-old girl who declares themselves as bisexual or even lesbians are raped by more than 9 men, according to them, is to take away or heal the homosexuality, which this thing will, the only thing that will do is to leave a trauma to these children. Another case was of a boy that came out as gay to his mom, and the mom forced him to have sex with him, thing that also led a trauma in this poor boy. Some people in India try to get out of there. They don't want to see their families, neither anybody else. They just want to get out of their country. But considering that in India is one of the most homophobic places, they can literally die there, since some of the Muslims cultures have the penalty of Muslims countries or something like that, have the death penalty to people that are considered homosexual. On February 22nd of this year, there was a TikTok video which made like the networks explode, which was of a girl of 14 years old in Pennsylvania killing her 19-year-old sister. And in this video, she literally recorded all her death, how she killed her, how she literally just put her in the garden. And then she called 911 around 1 in the morning and saying she killed her older sister. And obviously the officers arrived to her house and saw the older sister on her room, actually, with the stabs on her neck. And it was thanks that her sister stabbed her on the neck. Thanks to this, this girl was taken to a court in which she was accused of murdering an adult, which officers believe it. This happens thanks that her parents were actually asleep, so they could not do actually anything. The court is expecting this girl to go to Lancers County's prison and arrangement, since anyone charged from homicide in Pennsylvania is not eligible for bail. The government in Japan is allowing scientists to experiment with human fetus, mixing them with some animal DNA. And some people say, hey, but this isn't it dangerous, or it can cause something like Chernobyl Part 2. Well, actually, it's not that dangerous from one side, but from another side, it is. We share more than the 80% of our DNA. This will be kind of enriched with which are humans and animals. It can develop more kind of like new species if this is successfully. Humans will be able to create something known as alpha, omega, and beta. And you will say, wait, what's an alpha, omega, and beta? Well, alpha is, you can consider it as, for example, Wolf Alpha, the leader, the one that's in charge of everything. The Omega is the one that's in charge, the most shy one, the one that's in charge to have the babies. And the Beta could be considered actually as a human being. The Alpha and the Omega could be considered as the hybrids, and the Betas could be considered as the human beings. Apart from Japan, another place that's also doing this is the United States, but we don't have much information about them, since this is kind of a top secret project and they don't want to say like something, because they will kind of be related, that they will be asking lots of questions and they don't want to get in trouble, neither hacked on their offices. One of the best known singers in this year, which is 2021, is Melanie Martinez, for her strange and explicit way of expressing herself on her songs. She actually affirmated that she writes all of her songs and that all of her songs have a history behind it. And you will say, well, what is this strange? What is of her songs that make it strange or explicit? Well, she actually talks about on her videos about like mental disasters, physical problems, the harassment that women suffer daily, the trauma that child suffer when they find out what the true adult life is, and some more. She also talks about how the beauty standards these days are so tough that females actually need to start loving themselves and everything. And she summons her beauty and some on her actually envies. It explains actually, like, for example, Mr. Potato Head, it says, "Oh, Mr. Potato Head, tell me, is it true that pain is beauty?" And it's something that if you're a girl, you have heard since you are a child, since you are actually even born or something like that. If you're born a girl, you will always hear your mom, your sister, your dad, but mostly your female families will say, "Oh, honey, don't worry, pain is beauty," something that's actually truth. That it has been expressed by lots of people that they actually don't like to fit into the female beauty standards, and they create their own female beauty standards. Lenny was one of the first singers to make and plan her own movie by herself, and recorded, uploaded to actually movie theaters and YouTube, so all of her fans could actually watch it. Melanie has always expressed herself in the music as someone that she's sometimes like, she's not on the side of the people saying like, "Oh yeah, let's just be normal and follow all of the rules." No, she actually, while Trump was in the government, in the leadership, in the presidency, she actually made a song that was just for him, saying that he, in one of the lyrics, said that shooting at the angels, which she actually expressed that actually there was a rumor of Trump being into kind of like a mafia or a club, considered like that, where they stole younger kids so they could sell them to pedophiles so they could have relationships with them. Racism is something that everybody knows these days, that it's considered like, "Hey, no, I'm not racist," and everything. But the same people that say, "No, I'm not racist," could be considered as xenophobic. Why do I say this? Xenophobia is when someone makes fun of an Asian person or someone that has Asian looks, like the eyes a little bit small and stuff like that, by saying, "Huh, you're Chinese," but they will say, "No, I'm not Chinese, I'm actually Asian." Shut up, you're Chinese. That's an actual example of what's actually xenophobia. Some people have said, "No, I'm not racist, I'm against everything that's racist and everything." But when they see someone that's Asian, they say, "Ha, coronavirus, haha, get away from me, no, I don't want to get coronavirus." Or, "Hi, look, a Chinese person," when they're actually not even, they don't even know if they're Chinese or like if they're Asians or anything else. Xenophobia is something really serious because it's actually not being taught correctly on schools, neither in other places. Since students may consider that they are not racist, but mostly of the students are actually xenophobic. And an example could be my school. My school is full of racist people, also xenophobic people. They will act in front of the teachers that they will be like, "No, miss, I'm not racist," when they actually say the N-word and call Chinese every single Asian person that they see.